latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Beginning with the news that City boss Pep Guardiola believes the 5-0 win at Steaua Bucharest on Tuesday is a sign of things to come in the Champions League this season. The Citizens are on the verge of qualifying for the group stages of Europe's Premier Club competition after destroying their Romanian opponents in the first leg of their playoff tie on Tuesday night. Sergio Aguero netted a hat-trick and could have had more had he not missed two penalties during the game as well, whilst David Silva and Nolito also netted to leave City in complete control ahead of the return leg at the Etihad Stadium next Wednesday. Guardiola was impressed with his team's performance in Bucharest and echoed his pre-match statement that City can go a long way in this season's edition of the Champions League. He said, "We are pleased about the way we played. Of course, with this result we are almost in the Champions League. When you win 5-0 in the Champions League against the best team in Romania, it's because you do very good things. Our intensity and aggression without the ball and with the ball made the difference. The quality of players is fantastic, and that's why I thank Manchester City so much for giving me this opportunity to train these amazing players." Meanwhile, Guardiola has also paid tribute to the work of City's director of football, Tikshi Bigstein, for bringing Raheem Sterling to the club. Sterling continued his impressive early season form by creating two goals in the Champions League win. Plenty of pundits and fans question City's decision to make the 21-year-old the most expensive British player ever when they paid £49 million for him last summer. But Guardiola, who has put his arm around the England player, said that's why Tikshi and Manchester City were so clever to buy him last season. Until now, he's been playing really well. He's 21, he has a lot to learn. The best advice is to keep calm, focus on his training, body and life. He has a lot of quality. He can work off the right, left, and when he comes inside, he also has quality. Well, finally today, and the rumours that Joe Hart is set to leave the Etihad Stadium continue to gather pace after he was left on the bench for the game against Bucharest. Everton are the favourites to sign him, but Liverpool have also come into the mix according to the latest speculation on Wednesday.